Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. This is Jeffrey Davis in studio, streaming stories every day about the new economy and how people are adapting, going to work, keeping us all safe and sound. And you can find us on our usual Radio Entrepreneurs Network on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher. Not a bad list, and hopefully continuing to grow. Our next guest is Michael Papish, VP of Marketing at Mark Forged. And we're going to talk about line, metal, and carbon fiber 3D printers. Wow. Oh, yes, we heard a little bit about those 3D printers last week in another interview. So tell us all about it.
Yeah. Hi there. Thanks for having us on. We're Mark Forged. So we're based in Watertown, Massachusetts. We're a 7-year-old startup. And we have the world's largest online fleet of industrial 3D printers in the world. And really, our goal in life is to bring the power of software to the world of physical manufacturing. So we create a platform that we call the Digital Forge. And this comprises a bunch of different kinds of 3D printers. So as you mentioned, we have printers that can print composite plastics and reinforced carbon plastics, so we can make very strong plastic parts very quickly. And we also have the ability to print in metal, which is pretty cool. So we can print things in steel and in copper. Our customers use these really to solve problems in their supply chain. And so maybe one of the most exciting things we can talk about right now is really what's happening in the world of manufacturing and supply chains. You know, I think we're living through what is probably the largest disruption we've ever seen in modern times around how our supply chains work. You know, we're having issues where it's hard for us to run manufacturing plants. Suppliers are unable to operate. We're facing a lot of demand spikes, you know, new types of products, medical devices that need to be created. And so really our customer base of thousands of customers that are using our platform are really using our printers to solve these problems today.
Wow, that's a lot of categories, and I assume you left yourself off it, so we're not speaking to a 3D version of you, we're speaking actually to you. So again, how did you get into this business in the first place?
Me personally, I joined this company in December of last year, so I'm relatively new. And I live in the Boston area, and previously I was at Sonos, and so I was running the product marketing for Sonos. And you could ask, you know, going from the world of consumer audio to the world of industrial manufacturing, those sound very different. What ties that together? And really, it's about the approach. Like, the thing that I loved about Sonos was that it was hardware and software working together to create a great consumer experience. And the approach that Mark Forge is taking, the reason why I wanted to join this company, is we make really great printers, but the magic about them is the software. So when you buy one of our printers, it actually keeps getting better every day that you own it, because we keep rolling out new features through software. And we've taken a very software-first design approach. So it's a very modern system. It feels like a lot of industrial equipment, if you've ever tried it, kind of feels like you're back in Windows 98 land. You got a desktop tower. You have one user account. It's really hard to use. Has specialized drivers. We have none of that. We're a very modern technology platform. You can use us through a browser. You don't have to install any special software. Even the marketing guy, I was able to set up my printer in about 10 minutes and start printing. So it's really this approach of, let's bring software, hardware, and then the materials that you print on all together into one platform that we call the Digital Forge.
Wow. And, how do you see this adapting in the new economy? Does the new economy affect what you're doing at all?
Let's talk about that, the new economy. So one, I think that this is an inflection point that we're going in right now, obviously the last 6 months that we've all lived through. And I think that inflection point is around, you know, we live in a very dynamic world. Things change in one part of the globe, it affects the rest of us somewhere else. And so if I think about the future of the economy, you know, what's the new normal coming out of this time period, I think it's the ability for firms to be much more agile, much more responsive, much more able to quickly pivot to new opportunity. And so inside of that world, a technology like ours that can bring sort of the agility, the speed, the power of software, you know, that's how fast, when you say new economy, a lot of the things that are powered by the internet, it's the speed at which they can move. It's how connected they are to many, many different people who can collaborate together. Those are the elements that we're bringing to the world of physical manufacturing. And so I think this moment going forward is going to be a time for firms to really invest in their ability to respond to challenge and to use this power to really help their businesses going forward.
Wow. And how has your business internally, has it changed the way you operate as a company during this economy? That, again, that's something that everybody's looking at.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, so we are an essential manufacturer because we create products for customers that need to keep operating, but we are also mostly working from home. And so, you know, we've had to learn how to do that over the last, 4 or 5 months. Just like everyone else, we're adapting. So, you know, we have people who go into our manufacturing facility. So we actually manufacture here in New England in Billerica. We have a factory where we make all of the materials that you print on our printers. So we've been operating that obviously very carefully, controlling who goes in and out of the facility, a lot of rules around health checks. And then the rest of us who tend to work in the offices, we're all kind of working from home. And to be honest, it's been working really well. We've been seeing each other quite often, you know, on Zoom. We've been quite productive. So that's been great. And really from our business perspective, you know, in March, it was scary, right? I think it was scary for all of us. Like, what's going to happen?
Unknown stock.
And it's so hard to plan, right? Our business, you know, as a manufacturer, we need to plan ahead. We need to know how many of the things that we make, how many of them to create, what our forecasts look like. We're a startup, so obviously, you know, we're pretty lean and mean in how we run the company. And so it was a little bit scary in March to say, what does this all mean? But when we got to about mid-April, we looked around and said, oh, wow, like this is working. Like, we actually think this is an inflection point in our business. We think that our solution is going to be more important going forward. And even while manufacturers and others are, you know, certainly being very cautious with their cash currently, our business is doing quite well, all things considered, right now.
Well, that's great. And I want to remind everybody that we are speaking with Michael Papish, VP of Marketing at Markforged, and you know, quite interesting. Do you see any new products on the horizon? I know everybody's starting to think 3D printers, but what do we look forward to in the future?
Yeah, so if you think about where this goes, I think there's a couple different scale points. The first, actually, I want to point out isn't purely technological, it's actually more human, which is really building a culture of using this type of technology inside of your operation. You know, the users of our technology are engineers, and a lot of the ways that we do things are different than the traditional ways that you manufacture. You know, we call it additive as opposed to subtractive, right? Traditional manufacturing, you take a big hunk of metal and you cut things away to create the object you want. In our world, we build them up bit by bit by bit. And so what's interesting about that is it changes some of the ways you think of the properties of these materials. And so, like any change, there can be some fear. Will this work as well as the old way we did it? Will it be strong enough? Will it meet the need that we have for this part? And so one of the sort of things that will happen in the future is just more people begin to use this technology and begin to trust it. So that's one of those important scale points. We talk a lot with our customers about how can you build a culture of additive manufacturing throughout your operation and get comfortable and really skilled in the use of it. So that's one scale area that we work on. We do a lot of education. We run an online university where you can learn how to design for this type of technology. And so that's an important area for us to focus on. The next one is really expanding the range of materials that you can print on. So if you think about the sort of sweet spot for this technology, right now it's probably for lower volume end use parts. So if you're going to make a million of something, it's probably still best to do it via traditional means. But if you're going to make a few thousands of something, 3D printing is great. And I'll give you a really concrete example. One of the most compelling use cases for our technology is basically fitting up all the robots across a assembly line. So if you think about a modern like automotive assembly line, there's basically robots up and down the line that are picking things up, putting them down, moving things around. Every time the manufacturer changes something on their car design, they have to retrofit these robots, kind of like give them new fingers. And so our technology is great for very quickly customizing those fingers and then printing out enough of them so you can keep using them on your line. If a pair wears down, you have another one ready to go. And so it's really looking for use cases that you can use this technology that are expanding over time. And so we're spending a lot of our time dialing in new materials for different use cases. For example, we just launched the ability to print on copper. Super unique. Copper is a really difficult metal to work with. It's kind of gummy, so traditional means of cutting it aren't very good. Also very reflective, so some of the ways of using lasers to shape it, also very hard. It's working great on our platform, and we've actually seen a lot of interest by automotive manufacturers to use it as part of welding shanks. So basically all these little welding shanks that go on the body of an automobile as it comes down the assembly line. So in the future, we're looking for more of these really killer applications, things that are difficult to do in traditional manufacturing, are costly, take a lot of time, and we're trying to bring the right set of materials, software, and hardware to solve these problems better for our customers.
It all sounds very exciting, and exciting now and exciting in the future. Sometimes changes for the better, and that's what we're hoping for. Michael, if somebody is looking for you or Mark Forged, how would they find you?
Yeah. So if you'd like to learn more about us, you can come visit us at markforged.com. If you would have a question or would like to reach out directly to me, you can reach me actually at just michael.papish@markforged.com. So you can come email me. I'm happy to chat, happy to connect you to folks in our company if you have specific questions. Physically, we're based in Watertown, Mass. So we're sort of a local company through the New England area. Obviously, there's not a lot of us at the office right now. So if you come knocking, there'll be a couple of people around, but not too many of us. So probably better to get in touch via digital means.
Great. Now, thanks for being on the show today. We hope you come back again. We know this whole 3D digital space is going to continue to change. You know, very in-depth interview. We appreciate it. And remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.